For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. With our story today, we focus on the tightening grip of the housing crisis in our region, according to the Table d'Action contre la Pauvreté de l'Estrie. Current market trends and frontline testimonials indicate that for many Sherbrooke residents, finding an affordable home is no longer just a challenge. It's becoming a mathematical impossibility. We spoke to Rosalie Dupont, co-coordinator for the organization, who reports that the situation has worsened significantly over the last few years. She highlights that for vulnerable groups like seniors on fixed incomes and for students, the rising costs are leading to heartbreaking choices. Here is a part of our conversation regarding the real-world impact on the ground here in Sherbrooke. From your perspective, what are you currently seeing when it comes to the housing crisis in Sherbrooke or the poverty crisis? And would you say that the situation is improving or worsening, and why?
In the last couple of years, sadly, it's been getting worse, specifically as the prices of housing have gone up and the keep on going up every single year. It's getting harder and harder for everybody to be able to afford rent anywhere. And mostly as we see the years go by, the more people have moved from one apartment to another, the more we see people struggling. There are still, I want to say, like the lucky few that haven't moved at all and still have affordable apartments in some areas in the city, but mostly as the years go on, we see more and more people who are stuck into apartments that they just basically can't afford or that do not meet their needs at all.
Which groups do you think in Sherbrooke are being mostly affected by the housing crisis right now, and how is it impacting them on a day-to-day basis?
People that live alone are definitely one of the main ones. Like, 3.5 apartments are now like either just $1,000 or even above $1,000. So for people who live alone right now, the cost of housing is really, 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 really hard to face. Two other groups that we're seeing is the youth, the students, and the elderly. For both very different reasons, the students are usually a group of people who move around a lot more. Like, they're new on the market, right? So they have just gotten an apartment. They move around with new people every year. They change cities. They're looking for their first place to live in. And so they are the ones who are, as a group, facing the highest raise in their housing, because the longer you've been somewhere, the more, you know, stable the prices have been. So in a city like Sherbrooke, where about 40,000 people are students, for sure it's been, you know, putting pressure on the rents to go up a lot, especially in neighborhoods that are really with a high student population. And I'm going to say the elderly too, because they usually have very low incomes. Most of them have quite low incomes and incomes that are stable. So they can't just change their income and get, you know, a better job, or they can't get a good raise because their rent has gone up this year. So as their needs increases and the prices increase, then their revenue just doesn't. So every year that goes by, it's harder and harder. And we see really heartbreaking situations where we have, you know, older people that literally are telling us, like, I can't right now with the rents I'm paying, like, I cannot live above 82 or something. Like, I have an expiration date where I won't be able to afford living anymore.
With some community organizations recently raising concerns and even going on strike, like the Communautaire à Bout, do you feel your organization is receiving enough government support? What types of funding or resources that are currently lacking?
I'd say definitely we're not getting enough for all the needs that are out there. We definitely need more resources to be able to face, like, all the needs that are, you know, erupting everywhere. But also what we mostly need for myself and my organization is we actually need to have strong social programs that are taking care of people before they reach those breaking points. Like, it is important to find shelters for people who are actually unable to afford housing, but we need to work on the system so that nobody gets actually kicked out of any houses anywhere because they can't afford to pay a place to live or to get food anywhere. So what we would like to see, of course, is a response to the crisis and more money for the community organizations that are working on the ground. But we would really like to see an effort made to avoid those situations beforehand and avoid the distress that comes from those situations that are, it's unavoidable right now. But yeah, it's mostly prevention, really, where I'd like to see that money go.
How do you feel the community is responding to the housing crisis in Sherbrooke? Do you think there's enough support for those affected? And where do you see those gaps in help?
Yeah, I'd say like we do have really good community organizations that are really trying to set up, we really see that the community is kind of rallying around it. The thing is, though, is that the needs are just too great. It's impressive to see the amount of people who are now getting stuck into worsening situations. And my worry is that if we don't act at the source, then next year we're going to see more people getting onto the streets, and we're going to see more people unable to afford rent. And these numbers are just going to grow up to a point where it's not sustainable. One person living on the street is one person too many. But at this point, we're just, you know, there's not enough actions taken to make sure that next year won't get worse. And it's not only a Sherbrooke problem, it's an everywhere problem in the province and in the country right now. But yeah, that's my worry, is that we're just going to add to the number of people who cannot afford to live anywhere anymore.
For those who want to make a difference, how can they get involved and support your organization's efforts?
Yeah, well, we have a mobilization coming up. There is one on, you know, May 1st and May 2nd, where there will be a strike going on because we need to get our message across. We need to start actually paying attention to this problem, and we cannot just keep, you know, pushing the problem forward. So that's what I'm telling people, is just, you know, be with us, be with us in the street when we ask for more. So just make sure that our demands are shared and that people can hear them everywhere and rally with us. Like, it's together that we can make a difference about this. And of course, there are community organizations that need volunteers and people to be around them. But I think that mostly where we need to work at is to change the way we talk about poverty, the way we talk about the housing crisis, and just to really make sure that everybody's on the same page and we're all working together.
And lastly, what changes would you like to see in the coming years to improve the housing situation in Sherbrooke? What message would you want to share with the public or the policymakers involved?
Yeah, one thing that we're asking is definitely more social housing. What we've seen in the later years is that they've really pushed for lower regulations so that buildings get out of the ground faster. But what we're seeing at the moment is that it is not necessarily because housing is not available on the market. It is because it is so expensive that people cannot actually afford it. So what we're seeing is that our answer to the problem was to just build more housing, no matter how it was done and by who and in which conditions. And what we're seeing right now is that a few years later, that was not the right answer, or not the only answer that we needed. We need more affordable housing. And that's where I need, you know, all the policymakers to actually, you know, work on. We do not have a program right now that's designed only to finance social housing. All of our programs are for private housing, mostly for private housing, which makes it so that we have in percentage, we have less and less and less social housing every year because we're not building any of those or barely any of those. So that's really where we need to be focusing, is building, social housing, co-ops. That's really where all of our efforts need to go so we can actually reverse this situation.
That was Rosalie Dupont of the Table d'Action contre la Pauvreté de l'Estrie. Her message to the policymakers is clear. The current strategy of incentivizing private housing is not meeting the needs of those at the breaking point. The organization is calling for a major shift toward dedicated social housing programs to ensure that no resident is left on the street. A local mobilization and strike are scheduled for May 1st and 2nd to bring these demands to the forefront. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.